You may notice a lot of folks wearing jeans to the office today and around town, some of which might not otherwise do so. You see, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and today is Denim Day. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. The story of why a Denim Day was launched is shocking. That it's still necessary is more than disappointing. It's a travesty. However, because this global event has taken place every year over the past two decades, it has become an educational tool and a manner of societal empowerment for change. Joining me to talk about Denim Day and sexual assault awareness in Washtenaw County is Barbara Neese May. Barbara is executive director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County, which serves the survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. And thank you so much for the time today, Barbara.
Thank you for talking to me today about this very important topic.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of the movement. I mentioned that how this day of protest and awareness came about was shocking. It stems from a case decided in an Italian court case. What exactly happened?
Well, essentially what happened was is that there was a court case that was brought by prosecutors in Italy of a young woman who was raped by her driving instructor. And actually that lower court convicted the driving instructor of sexual assault. And then the driving instructor took it to the next level of court, and it was overturned because what the court rationalized is because the survivor's jeans were so tight that she had to have removed them and therefore was considered consensual.
Can you even tell that story without having your blood rise?
Hardly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the same thing happened for the women in the Italian parliament. The very next day, they all showed up wearing jeans to make a statement that this is, in fact, you know, not consent. I mean, she was certainly sexually assaulted. And you know, and some people say to me, oh, that must have happened a long time ago. This happened in the 90s.
Right.
In the 1990s, which, you know, for many of us, that's still very much in the realm of our memory. And so while we've made many strides since then, the reality is that still sexual assault is a topic that not everybody agrees that it, you know, certain circumstances are wrong by virtue of what happened with the Kavanaugh 4 hearings. It's something that my blood still boils.
Yeah, well, I get it. And you know what? I characterized it, Barbara, as shocking, and it is to me. But I'm guessing it's not shocking to you, not shocking to millions of girls and women around the world that have dealt with this throughout history.
No, absolutely not. And I would say that right here in our own community, right here in Washtenaw County, we still see many people who don't come forward because of the very reason that they think they're not going to be believed.
Well, I want to get to that in just a moment, but I do want to say every April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and for the past 20 years, Denim Day has taken place around the globe. Have these campaigns made a difference in your estimation?
I would say so. I mean, the Me Too movement and certainly more attention being paid to sexual harassment, sexual assault in the national media has shown to have some spikes in requests for support from Safe House Center. And I was just looking at the data yesterday in preparation for this interview. And last fall, we saw very high numbers of callers to our helpline and seeking of services for sexual assault. The sad part is over the last couple of months, we've seen those numbers start to drop. And we think it's because people don't know that they can get help and support from Safe House Center for sexual assault.
Well, how much of it, too, that some of the high-profile accused people, Harvey Weinstein comes to mind, are still walking around free, that despite the myriad of allegations, justice has not been served in the minds of many. So is there still that sense that even if I come forward, I'm not going to get the justice I so rightly deserve?
Yes, and it's for a variety of reasons. You know, first of all, There's a myth that sexual assault is one of the highly false reported crimes. Absolutely not. In fact, it is no higher than any other reported crime. And also, it's one of the most underreported crimes. So the likelihood of false reporting is very, very low. Secondly, I would say that another thing that we deal with in the community is that survivors questioned if they could have done something. I mean, I encourage listeners, male and female, to think about what you do to prevent yourself from being sexually assaulted. Women have a long list of things that we do to prevent stranger assault. The reality is that most, over 80% of the sexual assaults are by someone you know. And men are often surprised to hear all that we do to prevent ourselves from being sexually assaulted. So there is this culture that we have that we could have done something to prevent it. And lastly, we don't normalize help-seeking behavior as a society.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're marking the 20th anniversary of Denim Day with Safe House Center Executive Director Barbara Neesmay. Let's talk about what days like today are designed to accomplish. I think we are seeing the social dialogue take place that can change perceptions about what is acceptable and what is not. How has that changed over the past 20 years of Denim Day?
I would say how it's changed is that younger people are certainly talking about it more, and there have been some changes. I mean, we had some major sweeping changes in Title IX. Some of those have been rolled back, but certainly our university partners are standing with the changes that they made prior to the new administration. So that's huge. I would also say that people are seeking to make sure that people understand what consent is, and supporting survivors more. I would also say, though, that we still face the very challenge of survivors often getting asked many more questions when there's a situation of sexual assault.
Victim blaming and victim shaming.
Yeah, exactly. Victim blaming, victim shaming. And we're also seeing more participation in supporting Safe House, which is certainly huge towards supporting survivors overall.
You know, when I was growing up, I was always lectured to respect women, to be polite, keep your hands to yourself. But in looking back on what that message really was and taking a deep look into how we were communicating these kinds of concepts, there was also a component of look but don't touch. And no girl or woman wants to be leered at. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It compromises the sense of safety and security. Is that message starting to permeate deeper, and are we incorporating it into our educational tools in the schools, in our homes, and in our communities that will ultimately change that over a generation?
Well, you bring up a really good point, and that's, first of all, this whole look but don't touch, we don't encourage that.
Right.
And I'm glad that you agree with. But when it comes to our educational institutions, they're in a tricky situation. They already have a lot that they need to do, that they're required by law to do to teach our young people. However, one thing we haven't done as a community, and a vision I have for our community, is that every teen that is in our community understands what consent is, understands that domestic violence and sexual assault are wrong, and understand the basic tenets of a healthy relationship. We have a teen program at Safe House, a teen education and prevention program called Teen Voice. More information is on our website, safehousecenter.org. And the pre and post test of that suggests that they don't understand these things. And we would love to partner with schools to carry that message to all the teens. And we think just because it's taught once in a 5-minute period doesn't mean that the teens are understanding it. They need to hear it many times, and we suggest starting in middle school, going through high school.
Our conversation with Safe House Center Executive Director Barbara Neesmay continues on 89.1 WEMU as part of Denim Day today. Safe House Center is putting forth something called Speak Out. What exactly can we expect from that?
Oh, Speak Out is a wonderful event where we invite survivors and their allies to come hear survivors share their stories. It's going to be tonight at Bonacera there in Ypsilanti, starting at 6 o'clock. We invite all survivors of sexual assault to come, even if you don't want to share your story, to hear stories of others. And it's an opportunity for survivors to speak out about what's happened to them. Oftentimes, because of a variety of reasons, they can't share what's happened to them. And this is an opportunity to share with others and for survivors not to feel so alone.
And even for those who have never been touched by this, I think sometimes in talking about these issues, it is conceptual, it is issue-based, but it becomes so humanized when you hear these stories. In your experience at Safe House Center, have you seen the impact of those who witness, hear these stories, and then walk away with something a little different than they walked in the door?
Yes, absolutely. That happens all the time. What we have found as a result of the speak out opportunities is, first of all, sometimes they didn't even know about Safe House in the first place, and they hear about it on things like your radio show, or we encourage people to log into Safe House's social media today and share it, because this is not something that's regularly talked about, and getting the word out is hard. And so they first hear that Safe House is there to help them, and also they hear that what's happened to them and how they're feeling and what's going on actually is pretty normal. I think people have this idea of how survivors of sexual assault are to behave after what's happened, and the how they respond can run the gamut and can change day to day.
One final question, Barbara Neesmay, and that is, if people are to walk away from our conversation today with one idea, what would you want that to be?
Believe survivors and let them know that they are believed and that there is help available at Safe House.
Thank you so much for the time, for the information, and the community service provided by the multitudes that work with you at Safe House Center.
Oh, and thank you for the attention that you pay to this issue. It means a lot to share this with our community. Thank you so much, David.
That is Barbara Neesmay, Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County, joining us on the 20th Annual Denim Day. If you'd like to find out more, go to Speak Out tonight at Bonacera. Starts at 6 p.m. in Ypsilanti. If you'd like to find out more about today's Speak Out and to access Safe House Center resources, visit our website at WEMU.org. We'll have links to everything. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.